This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, bringing up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you find there completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts in the industry that want to charge you a monthly fee in order to access their sites, we give it away. So enjoy all the features that you find there, all for free at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
All right, to the phones. If you make the calls, we will take them about anything. That number is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Today was a frustrating day of activism for me. Sometimes here in New Hampshire, one of the things that will happen is there will be a court trial and things that something that happens here that's really unique that we mentioned earlier this week was that when somebody is in trouble with the law, somebody who's one of our activist friends, the activists come together. We will show up at a court trial. We will support that person who is being aggressed against by the people calling themselves the government. And that's one of the things we've got really, I think, going for us in this movement. People are pretty good about showing up for court trials and backing somebody up and giving them moral support and buying them a lunch afterwards if they're not in handcuffs, or buying them breakfast when they get out of jail. There's a nice support network there. But sometimes the government guys, well, they get one over on us.
Well, they learn. I mean, you know, you can't expect them to do just the same thing over and over again. They'll learn.
So, eventually.
Yeah, and so they know that they get paid to go to court, and we have to take time off work. So if they decide that at the last moment they want to cancel the court, if they want to reschedule it for another date, well, it doesn't matter to them because they're getting paid whether or not the trial gets rescheduled. The man in the robe and the men with the badges will collect the same amount of money whether or not they have to be there. In fact, sometimes they'll collect more for having to come to a trial, like a cop and sometimes gets paid, I think, overtime to go and testify at a trial.
Does happen.
But they're not getting their pay docked in any way if the trial is canceled. If anything, they make more money by having more time in court. The opposite is true for the rest of us. We're working folks. You know, most of us are not independently wealthy.
Well, if you listen to the disparagers, the naysayers, they would say that everybody who is a mover for the Free State Project has no job.
They would say that, but of course they wouldn't have actually met anyone from the Free State Project, and
they're just
talking out of their butts, and they don't know what they're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Sean, you work full-time. Mark, you are the full-time salesperson for this program.
Full-time and some.
I work in the aspect of recruiting radio stations and doing other things for this show.
We got jobs.
There are things I'd rather be doing with my time than sitting in a courtroom. I do it because it's the right thing to do, to back up somebody who loves liberty and stand behind them, or rather sit, because most of our friends don't stand for the judges when they enter the room.
We do occasionally stand for our friends, and
that's
unfortunately
true.
The judges tend to react poorly to that.
Yeah, we were threatened with arrest over that one recently. But today, they pulled the same old trick again, and that is that as many of us came from across the state, Dale and another activist and I came from the Keene area, some other folks came up from Manchester, we went to Nashua District Court, and this particular district court in this one in particular has pulled this stunt a number of times, where they'll come in, everybody's ready to go to trial. Big Mike was on trial for so-called disorderly conduct. We've had Big Mike on the program before. This was the case where he was standing, I guess, in front of a police cruiser during the 420 celebration that happened in February or March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was arrested weeks later at gunpoint as the Manchester police came and essentially raided his home to arrest him for this disorderly conduct charge. Just absolutely outrageous behavior on the part of the police. So they bring Big Mike's ready to go to trial. He's all prepared. And they then decide that they want to inform him at that point that 2 days earlier, the state had, the state people calling themselves the state, had motioned for a continuance. Well, they didn't bother to call Mike. Right. Or,
so this guy has to travel, what, 45 minutes down from Manchester to Nashua?
I don't know if it's that far from Manchester to Nashua.
You've got to find parking downtown, yeah. And, you know, there's it's a real pain to go to court.
Right. You have to take a day off from work in order to go. You have to take the whole day off from work to go to court,
pretty much. Yeah, because they tell you when to be there, not when things will start, and
right.
not how long things will take.
And it could be all day. It could go on to another day. So
they don't know, and they quite honestly don't care.
So we show up. That's when we find out that, don't bother putting in the motion to record this. It's probably not going to happen. Apparently, it hadn't been granted yet either, though, at that point. So I guess, theoretically, had he not shown up for this particular date, then they could have gone after him with some kind of a failure to appear
sure.
charge, even though it was their full intention to continue the case. So the cop apparently couldn't make it and get his overtime pay for being there. So the cop, it's not a crime for him to not show up to court, but
no
it would
big
be
deal.
A crime for Big Mike not to.
Right.
So all these folks that took time off from whatever it was they otherwise would have done, in our case, it's an hour and a half drive out there and an hour and a half back, so 3 hours of our time was killed because they wanted to reschedule this trial again. This has already happened once or twice to Big Mike.
Well, they did. Yeah, just and this is the same event, if I'm not mistaken. They did to
right.
Catherine Bleich, who came from
Texas.
Texas.
After flying up from Texas, they told her, we're going to reschedule this. And so
right. These same people will not make an effort to move their court case to you.
No,
they won't make it easy for you.
Well, if your witness can't be there on that particular day, that's your problem.
Well, the judge
theirs can't.
Big Mike
well, we
did
can get a continuance.
Big Mike did say to the man of the road that he did say, well, I wouldn't be treated the same way if I wanted to motion for a continuance this close in advance to a trial that this would not be allowed. And the judge claimed that if his witness was sick, he would allow something like that. That if his witness was in the hospital or for whatever reason,
do it the next time.
Some Wade couldn't make it. Well, they can't do it next time because they all agreed that this would be the last continuance and that it's going forth on February 24th, which will be nearly a year since the original event.
Speedy justice.
Well, now in New Hampshire, I believe I've heard rumor. I'm not a lawyer, but I've heard rumor that there's a 9-month window where they're supposed to give you a trial. And they're clearly not within that window anymore.
He just agreed to let them continue, though.
That's what I was thinking, because he kind of agreed to the continuance. Maybe he won't be able to get away with that, but it wouldn't hurt for him to file a motion and say,
I'd file a speedy trial on this one and see what happens.
Yeah. So that was my afternoon and morning, because I left at around 11. I managed to make a few calls this morning, but, man, it sucks when that happens.
Yeah.
Just one of the prices you have to pay for the dedication to our fellow activists. But it'll be nice. I mean, I wanted to go from Keene and drive an hour and a half to Nashua because, well, there's still I like Big Mike, and I think I appreciate the activism that he's doing, and I know that there just still aren't that many people in Nashua. Because for whatever reason, even though Nashua's a city of 70,000 people, it just hasn't attracted as many movers as Manchester or Keene or some of the other areas of New Hampshire. And so I knew that there weren't going to be likely that many people showing up. And true enough, there may be about 7 or 8 folks that came out. That's decent for the middle of the day when people are out
more
working.
More than anybody else gets for their trials.
Yeah, how many people came to you to see your trial when you were in for a parking ticket where you live, if you're not in New Hampshire?
You, the listener.
Exactly. I guess one thing that will solve this problem, because I feel like it's a tactic to frustrate us, let's just move the trials around on them. I think that's what they're doing that to us, so they can waste our time. And that problem will be fixed on its own, I think, to some extent. We have more activists here living in different areas, so it's not as inconvenient. If people are just coming over from the other parts of Nashua, well, then it's a 10-minute drive or a 20-minute drive from outside the area instead of people coming from across the states. We'll see that change. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features you find there completely free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. And by the way, the features include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other listeners over at the BBS and post to your heart's content. BBS.freetalklive.com will get you there. Hey, would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether it be a bank, hospital, retail store, utility that you know, whether they could help use some help with their collections to contain costs, so they're not passed on to you, the customer. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. The toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us again via the phones or on the Internet, whatever way works best for you. So, coming up tonight, Mark, you are going to share something with us about the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers. They were just so liberty-loving, so liberty-oriented. Of course, Thomas Jefferson had slaves. But they were, you know, liberty-loving for their time, right? They were very futuristic. They were advanced thinkers. And I'm not saying the Founding...
They cared about the pursuit of happiness, right?
Right. Well, so they claimed... And I'm not saying they were bad men. I didn't know them. I can't make a judgment about that. I'm not saying the Constitution was a particularly bad idea. They didn't know much better at that time. And so it was a good try to supposedly to rein in the power of the state and keep government limited and accountable. Of course, we know that it hasn't worked. As Lysander Spooner would say, the Constitution either has authorized all of the tyranny that we have today, or it has been completely powerless to prevent it. Either way, here we are.
Yeah, it was a noble effort, and I think they came at it with the best of intentions, well, most of them, and I just think this is the mess we wind up with when you leave a government around.
And having been in this movement, the Liberty Movement, for my adult life, I can certainly say, and maybe to some extent I would have had this at some point, this viewpoint, that the Founding Fathers are to some extent worshipped or deified,
yes,
held up as these paragons of men.
Well, you would have to. If somebody writes the Constitution, which people believe to be some kind of sacred document practically, mm-hmm, the guys who write it must be gods among men, right?
Well, what is it that you wanted to share about these guys tonight?
This one's from alternet.org. And, you know, it's largely liberal website, but, you know, if somebody uses footnotes and backs up what they say, I've got no problems with it. It doesn't matter to me where it comes from. This is the 11 freedoms that drunks, slackers, prostitutes, and pirates pioneered and the Founding Fathers opposed. Now, there's one particular Founding Father in here that gets mentioned quite a bit, and you'll see it by the end of this, but it's really great. During the War of Independence, a culture of pleasure and freedom blossomed in American cities. Non-marital sex, including adultery and relationship between whites and blacks, was ubiquitous and rarely punished. Because divorce was unregulated, it was easily and frequently obtained, often by women. Brothels were legal and abundant. Prostitutes were rarely prosecuted. Black slaves, Irish indentured servants, Native Americans, and free whites of all classes commingled extensively in saloons and in the streets. Pirates who settled in the port cities brought with them a way of life that embraced both general revelry and homosexuality. On nearly every block in every 18th century American city, there was a public place where one could drink, sing, dance, have sex, argue politics, gamble, play games, or generally carouse with men, women, children, whites, blacks, Indians, the rich, the poor, and the middling. Rarely have Americans had more fun, and never have American leaders had been less pleased by it.
Yeah, the people in government have historically never liked fun.
Yeah, they just don't like it, especially if somebody else is having. By the way, if you're wondering about this, you're thinking, well, some founding fathers liked fun more than others. How about Benjamin Franklin? There's that beer quote where God loves us, and the way you can prove it is there's beer.
Wasn't he a womanizer?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
However, apparently he didn't think that was okay for the lower classes. I'll continue.
For other people to drink beer, you mean?
No, the lower classes.
Gotcha.
Not just other people.
Right.
So, To the founding fathers, the culture of personal liberty was more serious threat to their project of creating an independent republic than the British army. Indeed, there is one enemy who is more formidable than famine, pestilence, and the sword, John Adams wrote, "I mean the corruption that is prevalent in so many American hearts, a depravity that is more inconsistent with our Republican governments than light is with darkness." Now, John, you know, pretty much everybody's going to say John Adams stick in the mud anyway. I'm sure that he and Abigail got along fine, and they're good folks. I'm not going to say that. You know, they're bad folks. I'm just saying, you know, John Adams may be a little bit of a stick in the mud. The founding fathers hoped that self-rule would cure Americans of their love of frivolities. A government of the people, John Adams
argued... Frivolities?
Frivolities, yeah, I think that's right. Excuse me. John Adams argued that the government of the people, John Adams argued, would make the people disciplined, stern, hardworking, and joyless.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yay!
Give me some of that, John.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that government thing.
Right, because that's what life is all about. It's about sucking the joy out as much as you possibly can. I happen to have a complete 180-degree opposite worldview.
It's a different world than it was more than, you know, 200 years ago. You know, sobriety, sternness, you know, these things were held up as the way that a person got ahead. And, I think there's something to be said for that.
It's hard to get ahead when you're drunk.
That much is true.
But that's not to say that one should not be able to.
One should enjoy one's life.
Yes.
That's about, and I think that you could enjoy your life more by doing well. And, you know, it takes a certain level of moderation.
At least they didn't write down the pursuit of joylessness in their documentation.
Right. The qualities he most admired, the ones that we just listed, it would produce strength, hardiness, activity, courage, fortitude, and enterprise. The manly, noble, and sublime qualities in human nature in abundance. Adams understood that democracy forced the people to shed their pleasures and surrender their personal freedom because they alone would shoulder the responsibility of managing society. Yeah, those kings did. They were so busy working their little fingers to the bone, making a better society for people.
Indeed. They didn't have... How many wives did Henry VIII have? Six?
That's
a good question.
A number. He didn't have them all at once.
True. That we know of.
Who could handle that? Solomon. under a well-regulated commonwealth, the people must be wise.
Who is this? Is this Adam still?
It's not quoted until okay.
Presumably it is.
Presumably. Must be wise, virtuous, and cannot be otherwise. Under a monarchy, they may be vicious and foolish as they please. Nay, they cannot be but vicious and foolish. Virtue and simplicity of manners are indispensably necessary in a republic among all orders and decrees of men.
So he believed that by changing the political structure that he would change human beings
the
as far
would be
as...
better. In his mind, as to what better is.
What's the utopian? 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want more from the so-called Founding Fathers here in a bit. Also, we'll take your calls about anything. Toll free. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You can get interactive there with us, other listeners. There's all kinds of community involvement there. The main feature actually allows you to submit content to the site. As you're surfing around the web, you find something that you think is pretty interesting. You want to share it with our listeners, you just submit it via the website at freetalklive.com as show prep. And then other listeners will vote and as to whether they like it or not. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. So thanks to you, listeners like you, for essentially creating the website for us. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Hey, Mark, you've got a 2.5-year-old now, is that right?
That's right, Jack's 2.5.
And how's he doing with the whole reading thing and learning?
He's doing great, and one of the reasons is this book. It's called An Island Called Liberty. Yeah, you can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. The best way to describe it is the way the author described it. It's like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. Make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there. In order today, you get a 10% discount if you're a listener of Free Talk Live. Just use the coupon code FTL at freemarketunderdog.com, An Island Called Liberty.
So you're sharing with us a story from Alternet, Mark, about the so-called founding fathers, these men that are many, many cases held up as these paragons of virtue, these brilliant men that should be looked up to in so many different aspects. And, of course, as time has gone on, history has revealed that... Not a surprise. They're men just like the rest of us. They've got their own problems. They've got their own issues. And sometimes they took their issues and decided to attempt to foist them on everybody else because, well, they were in charge. They created this thing that we call the government. And it wasn't all about the pursuit of happiness, as you've been pointing out, Mark. In the case of John Adams here so far, he was, you know, very staid. And he believed that democracy... or a republic would change the people. He believed that it would change people from listless louts, thrill-seeking pleasure seekers from under a monarchy to people that were completely different and much more boring.
Sober is the term. Under a well-regulated commonwealth, the people must be wise, virtuous, and cannot be otherwise. Under a monarchy, they may as well...
Isn't that clearly true? Right. Look how wise Americans are and virtuous they are today. After hundreds of years of this so-called republic or democracy, they're just so brilliant. Oh, well, of course, the government's in charge of educating them. That might be a factor, but nonetheless.
Under a monarchy, they may be as vicious and foolish as they please. Nay, they cannot be but vicious and foolish. Virtue and simplicity of manners are indispensably necessary to a republic among all orders and decrees of men. But
I think I get it. Maybe he thought that he would be in charge of the republic, and like he would be able to appropriately educate people to his method of belief system, whereas what really happens is even the most wise and brilliant thinker who manages to get themselves brought into the government, which is also very rare. A lot of people have ideas that they think are great, but they never actually make it in. And even if they do make it in, their ideas are always implemented by bureaucrats, and their ideas are implemented...
have to go through the political process in the first place and get watered down.
And poisoned, and their ideas are, they're changed inherently throughout that process. And even if they were able to get their ideas implemented in the government, it would be forcing them on people. They would be using coercion in order to implement their ideas. And there are consequences for that. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that monarchy is still hanging around with the way things are. There's so much rascality, so much venality and corruption, so much avarice and ambition, such as rage for profit and commerce among all ranks and degrees of men, even in America, that I sometimes doubt whether there's public virtue enough to support a republic.
That's why it didn't work. There just wasn't enough virtue.
I'd like to point out that, it's my understanding. I may not be the most educated guy in the world, but... I think there was only really one republic prior to the United States, right? There was Rome, and it was run by the rich guys. Their Senate was really just an oligarchy that was, put into law, and then it was taken over by Caesars later.
I like that word, rascality. I've never heard it before. Yeah. I know what it means, but I've never heard it.
Yeah. Here are 11 freedoms that drunks, slackers, prostitutes, pirates pioneered and the Founding Fathers opposed. It's a sample of the fresh take on American history found in A Renegade History of the United States. So you can get that book, and that'll be riveting. Number one, non-marital sex. Non-marital sex was remarkably unrestricted and prevalent during the late colonial period, especially in the rapidly expanding cities of Boston, New York, and Philadelphia.
Well, if you want things to rapidly expand, that's a good way to go about it.
European observers often remarked at the astonishing libertinism of the 18th century America, lower-class saloons, which filled the early American cities, were the centers of the first American sexual revolution. The prostitutes, who often plied their trade in drinking establishments, were its vanguards. But the Founding Fathers initiated a crackdown on non-marital sex during the War of Independence. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and delegate in the Continental Congress, authored a series, this is Benjamin Rush, by the way, you're going to see his name a lot in this article, authored a series of sexual manuals for the new nation in which he declared that indulgence in bodily pleasures when excessive becomes a disease of both the body and the mind. This guy, is a real stick in the mud, this Benjamin Rush fella.
I'm not going to listen to him.
Homosexuality. Historians have found evidence of rampant sodomy in buccaneer ships during the...
But before you go on, let's talk a little bit about this idea of sex before marriage being a bad thing. Because occasionally someone will call into this show. There have been at least maybe a handful of them over the 8 years we've been doing this program. One of them, I think, even made it into a promo, where these folks will call in and proceed to talk bad about what they use the term fornication. It's bad to fornicate. And I think that it's the best thing you can possibly do in a relationship is to engage in fornication, to engage in sexual activity with your partner, because, there's always that chance that you won't fit right together and that it won't really work well for you, and that wouldn't make for a very good long-term relationship. The idea that somebody should hold off on learning to please their partner, because it is a learning process also. I mean, how much first-time sex is, yeah, that was great? Usually
I don't think too much.
Practice makes perfect, and learning about your partner and what they like and what they don't like over time is an important process. And if these people that are anti-fornication had their druthers, everyone would have to wait until they're married to begin exploring this?
Right. Well, the supposition is that you should explore the personality and the persona and the psyche of the person that you are going to marry
before
you get married.
That's all very important.
Absolutely.
But somehow you're not supposed to explore the body and the way you two get along. Like, you, everything, you know, they want you to check out everything else, but don't check that out. And that just doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me. I think that maybe this whole hang up on sex is probably as big of a problem as the sex itself, because people will claim, well, there's all kinds of problems with premarital sex. And there are societal problems, a lot of them.
Well, any sex is going to increase the risk of transmitting sexually transmitted diseases,
sure,
and, you know, pregnancy, and some problems. There can be problems that come from it, obviously, but there are ways to do those things safely. Today, certainly, we've got testing and different contraception methods and ways that can reduce the risks inherent in that situation. It's just such an insult, the idea that, you know, you find somebody that you're interested in, and then you just have to wait until the, you know, that awkward, what would become a very, very awkward honeymoon night in order to actually experience the pleasures that your partner and you have to offer to
one
another.
The interesting thing is often these same people, after they've had their first marriage, won't, that's not an obligation after my second marriage. Really what they're trying to do is to retain that beautiful flower of virginity in their young women.
More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that will make things even more awkward on honeymoon night, taking someone's virginity that night. Boy, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we give to you there because, well, they're all totally free, so they're that much more enjoyable. Go over and experience different things on our site. And then if you like what you see and if you like what you hear, then you can voluntarily support this program by becoming Free Talk Live, a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get yourself signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, by the way, as a Free Talk Live amplifier. Get stuff like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Go and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options, amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks to the AMP program, by the way. We just got back this week we got back from Los Angeles, going out to meet up and schmooze with the big wigs in the talk radio business. That was a great thing that we were allowed to do because we have listeners like you, becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And also the AMP money goes to buying advertisements to reach out to the radio industry and buying advertisements on, like, say, Google AdWords to reach out to just regular listeners that are on the Internet. So trying to get as many people tuned into the show as possible, and it's working. So thanks to listeners like you. One of the other things the AMP program does is it actually sometimes a new radio station will come on board, and they won't quite have everything they need to receive this program. Within the industry, there's certain industry equipment that is a little expensive.
You need gizmos.
And so if the station's got a short budget, they might really want Free Talk Live, but on the other hand, they can't afford to bring us on board. Well, that's where the AMP program comes in. We step in, we step up, we offer them the hardware that they need in order to carry the program, and it's because we're flexible enough to be able to do that, thanks to the AMP program, that we've brought on our newest affiliate. WIMS in Michigan City, Indiana, is back with Free Talk Live.
Excellent.
After having shifted their programming in a slightly different direction, I think a year or so ago, and unfortunately having to leave our happy little family of radio stations, they never stopped liking Free Talk Live. It's just that they went in a different direction, and now they've gone back towards us.
Was it like sports or something? Or?
I don't remember exactly. I think they... I can't recall, Mark. There are always reasons for these things. Yeah. And
lots of stations change, lots of formats.
I think they wanted to go in a more progressive direction at nighttime, and I guess we just, you know, weren't progressive enough for them. But now we are anchoring their overnights, and we're on every single night of the week, as a matter of fact. So welcome back to our listeners. in Michigan City to WIMS. All right, 800-259-9231, the Founding Fathers. We're going to get back to this list of 11 things that they didn't like that much. Right, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment, but Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank. What's
Tell me something interesting, Frank.
Well, I think basically we're taking this out of context. We have to view the process of mythology and how the mythological process over time sort of transforms the banalities of, let's say, that Enlightenment era of 236 years ago or 250 years ago, you know, into the present. And I think you have to realize that people like Benjamin Franklin, who was one of the greatest diplomats to London and Paris, France, during the Revolution and after, was sort of quite a hedonist in his own right. He was a member of the Hellfire Club in London, where they did satanic black masses. People, various historians have written that they did human sacrifices. And in Paris, he was the bon vivant, you know, among the aristocrats, and bedded many famous ladies or wives of, you know, noblemen. And the French sort of viewed that with great reverence, in a sense.
Well, maybe it was okay for him, but maybe he wouldn't
sure.
be
but
okay
John
for
Adams,
other people.
John Adams, who was in Paris also later as an ambassador, and his son, John Quincy Adams, being secretary to his father, were very puritanical, and the French often commented about that, in a sense. You know, why they were so timid in the boudoir. And there was a belief at that time, too, that, you know, to be a diplomat, a citizen of the world, one had to understand the metaphysical delights of the mind and also the carnal pleasures of the body. And so it's very interesting when you get into that. But we have to remember also that when we're reading the writings of the Founding Fathers, they were talking about white, wealthy landowners. You know, when they were talking about the edification and virtue and what the Republic would do, in a sense, to them, not talking about the masses that were basically the indentured servants and the slaves and the Native Americans. So it's sort of, you have to remember the context. I can remember reading the letters in the diaries of George Washington, where he was just enamored at the end of his life with all of the various guests that would come to Mount Vernon and would stay for a year or two. And every day he had to have a hog butchered and many chickens had to be made. I mean, the expense of, you know, the visitors that through his hospitality that he had to entertain was really quite amazing. And you begin to look at that era quite differently. And again, we realize now through DNA research that indeed Sally Hemings bore Thomas Jefferson children. And there's a whole lineage that can be traced. So in a sense, these men were not, in a sense, Quakers, or but some of them were Quakers, forgive me, let me remove that. They were not Puritans, as one would be led to believe. However, Adams was quite
Frank, these days when we hear somebody expressing puritanical beliefs, it's frequently them that get their hands caught in the cookie jar. I mean,
the guys that are
the loudest speaking out against homosexuality.
I have sinned. I have sinned. I have fornicated. No. When you begin to look at it, it's very fitting. The hypocrisy that exists within any power structure. And the application with regard to sexual licentiousness is profound. I mean, look at our political leaders in Washington today.
They're not
whether
leaders.
They're betting the pages, you know, or even think of Barney Franks. His boyfriend was running a male bordello out of his apartment, and nothing was done. Or Bill Clinton with his amazing sexcapades, and I feel your pain, and I did not have sex with that woman. And you know, this whole kind of thing.
Tonight.
Or people look proudly on JFK with his, you know, virility and his betting Marilyn Monroe and his competitiveness with his brother Bobby with Marilyn Monroe, and just keep Teddy out of the room, bolt that door, keep Teddy away. So
right.
In a sense, not too much is different. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, sure. The more things
in
change.
An entertaining way, of course.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I agree with what he's saying there. It's not that different these days.
I agree with how he's saying it.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying that it's that different these days. If there's something that's different, it's that the information travels faster and that it's harder to keep one's indiscretions away from the public light as a politician. So these same men who in the 1700s, as John Adams here reading some of these quotes, Benjamin Rush, these puritanical sounding men, who knows what their issues were? Who knows what they what things they were keeping in the skeleton closet, if you will? I mean, it's not likely that it would have been as discoverable back then because it just wasn't, you know, there weren't a bunch of reporters hunting around and looking for dirt.
You couldn't track their email account.
Right, there weren't as many ways to garner that kind of information. So I think that's something that has changed, but the people haven't changed. So, yeah, definitely keep that in mind as you listen to these holier-than-thou quotes here from these men from Alternet.org.
Going on, number two, homosexuality. Historians have found evidence of rampant sodomy in buccaneer ships during the golden age of piracy in the early 18th century. Ahoy, boy. The pirates who settled in American port cities helped create something that, were we to see it now, we would call gay liberation. Anyone walking in the streets of early American cities might have seen men exposing their penises. The 18th century transatlantic code for men seeking partners of the same sex. In 1784, a newspaper in Philadelphia described effeminate fops resembling men in nothing but their shape, filling the public spaces. Same-sex intimacy was not exclusive to men. A French visitor was shocked by the number of women in Philadelphia who are not at all strangers to being willing to seek unnatural pleasures with persons of their own sex.
Though homosexuality is entirely natural, I'd just like to add that.
Though sodomy was often severely punished in the early colonial period, the term homosexuality wasn't even invented until the late 19th century. Prosecutions for same-sex relations declined sharply in the 18th century. That's when the old Puritans, the revival came along through America. The anti-sex crusade launched by the Founding Fathers drove many of these people underground as prosecutions for committing unnatural acts increased markedly after the Revolution.
All right, this is a list of 11 things that the Founding Fathers didn't really take too kindly.
11 freedoms that the Freedom Founders didn't really like.
Our number two's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them free cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.